One thing that I just keep coming back to is that the idea that the word describes interior processes, like that I find that really, really helpful. And they are processes which are not described anywhere else. So the struggle to try and get some kind of experience of these processes, which is what logopraxis is about, the text is the ground by which what is of the Lord can be reflected back. And what is of the Lord is the process. And it's as much about the Lord getting us to see what stands between us and heaven, that is our proprium, as much as it is about experiencing those times when, you know, the Lord is offering us garments of joy and the lightness of being that was mentioned before. So why do we need to struggle with the material? I think to a degree also there's this aspect that, yes, it is our struggle, but in that struggle, there is a connection with unimaginable countless numbers of spiritual associations. And it's their process as well. And we're part of that. This is how I read the word. We are intimately related with what's going on at levels beyond our conscious awareness. But in order for these things to unfold, there has to be a level of conscious awareness at our level, because without the conscious awareness, there is no as of self in spiritual work. And the laws of divine providence require there to be an as of self in order for this process to unfold. And so the Lord grants that through his word. Well, you'll be familiar with the teaching, you know, that the closer we come to the Lord, the more sense of ourself, of a self we have. Now, that self is nothing like the self that we are working out of most of the time, but it's just a fact, you know, that love seeks to give all that it has to another. And in the giving of that, there has to be another. So the closer you come to the Lord's love, the more intense your sense of being other is. So there's kind of this kind of paradox in there, I suppose, in a sense. And this is what's being unfolded. And the word presents us with truths in, if we restrict things down to the text itself, you know, that they are intellectual structures that are offered. But it's all about why are they offered, I suppose. And they're offered to ground internal experience so that we can have a conscious awareness of what's going on within. And the Lord is the one who provides the text as the means for doing that, because we can't come up with this stuff on our own. This is why it's divine revelation. It's provided to ground the every conceivable human state that's possible is grounded in the word. And it's as we become more aware of that we get to see more of that. And therefore, we get presented with work, but only in accordance with the growth and development of our understanding of reading our states. If we don't have the capacity to read our states, we're not given the work, because we can't see where the application has to be focused and applied. And that's the Lord's mercy. You know, whether we see or whether we don't see is the Lord's mercy. It's all his mercy, because we can't be taken beyond where we are.